May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Now faith, hope, and love abide these three. And the greatest of these is love. I've always thought that if partners preparing for marriage really knew what this passage is asking, it would not be so popular for weddings. This passage from the first letter to the Corinthians sits on my desk at home, reminding me of my daily baptismal call to the work of love. It reminds me as I pray it each day that I always have more work to do if I intend to be Christ's voice and presence in this world, often so broken and always in need of genuine love. As Peter Marty writes in his compelling article in the Christian Century entitled Breathing Together, Community as a Way of Life. What life have you if you have not life together? Words of T.S. Eliot from his 1934 play, The Rock, point to the power of receiving life and nurturing life within the context of relating to other human beings. There is no life that is not in community. And no community not lived in praise to God, wrote Eliot. Somewhat surprisingly, the rich communal spirit of God, of love, is not present in many congregations. The congregation may be socially connected, yet there is often an absence of the love that Christ's own presence compels. Inhabiting the same ecclesiastical space for an hour or 90 minutes on Sunday morning on site or virtually is not the same as belonging to a community where your presence truly matters to others and their presence truly matters to you. As I prayed our scriptures for this fourth Sunday after the Epiphany, and pondered our 203rd annual meeting this afternoon, it gave me pause. In fact, it brought tears. As we began in January our sixth year in the ministry and mission of Christ together in this place, I am filled with gratitude and love for you, for the persistence of our God of love among us, and the call to us to come out of our beautiful cathedral into the messiness of our world, to love as God loves. This much of our path ahead is clear. In the gift of the Holy Spirit, God loves us each with an outrageous love, the depth of which is bottomless. More than enough to share in a world that is bereft of love in so many lives, in so many places. As Presiding Bishop Michael Curry writes on the last page of his book, Love is the Way, when God, who is love, becomes our spiritual center of gravity, and love our moral compass, we live differently, regardless of what the world around us does. The world changes for the better, one life at a time. So don't give up on love. Listen to it, trust it, give into it, obey it. Love can help and heal when nothing else can. Love can lift up and liberate when nothing else will. During these unprecedented 22 months of COVID, I've held on my heart the love and joy we share among and well beyond us. I remember when we were approaching our 200th anniversary and its celebration weekend in 2019, and I'm so grateful we got that in. I hold dearly the love I have for you as I pray each of your names daily, and as I hold the love I have seen and heard and witnessed as we speak up and out, as we scramble, pivot, adjust, and readjust in this fragile time of multiple pandemics. God continues to scatter blessings and snippets of joy among us, even when we have been distanced from our beloved worship space and one another. This love upholds us in our loss, pain, loneliness, and grief in these days. And it enters into our cries of lament, bringing healing and light and hope where we think there is none at all. I've seen Christ's love in your support for our new neighbors from Afghanistan, weekly deliveries of nourishment and needed items for our blessing box, hundreds of sandwiches each week for our neighbors experiencing homelessness, gifts and gift cards delivered for lonely youth in juvenile detention, delicious casseroles galore, freshly made, washed, and remade beds for our winter outreach neighbors, outfitting a beautiful old cathedral and adjoining Bishop Tuttle Memorial Building with state-of-the-art technology, and learning how to use and moderate that technology. Stretching resources to increase pledging in 2022, matching an all-time high. To the ministries we continue to engage on the sidewalk, in the park, the parking lot, on Zoom, in the cathedral. Keeping us connected by editing and publishing the weekly, every week without fail. Chapter members and delegates continuing to lead with persistent hope and love for this cathedral and its members, for the diocese, neighbors, visitors, and mission. Devoted staff keeping all things running as smoothly as humanly possible. Beloved musicians keeping our souls singing and lifted. Supporting interns on their way. Hosting multiple diocesan services, including ordinations, commissioning, celebrations, baptisms with our presiding bishop, and annual convention. Robust and provocative programs and big reads, keeping our call to racial justice before us. Marching and speaking out in protest against the evils and oppressions wrought by white supremacy. Loved and loving animals and humans, blessed in walk-up and drive-by blessings. Ashes distributed in ice and snow. Finances, investments, and stewardship tended with brilliant attention. Virtual and on-site ushering offered in love and care. Weekly meetings to pore over the COVID data, making often difficult decisions for our welfare and the welfare of all on the margins. Continuing to engage in our formation in beloved and new ways. Tending important archival work. Busy and deeply dedicated and loving wardens caring and doing tirelessly for us all. The daily offices of morning prayer and compline offered remotely to robust gatherings of praying communities, which would never happen here today. Prayer fellowship prayers, holding many and much in prayer every day. Beloveds lovingly wrapped in prayer quilts and shawls. Pastoral calls made by design and by loving hearts to many who live alone. Liturgical assistants, lectors, and intercessors leading our worship in various formats. Bells ringing in the tower. Coffee hour coordinator keeping loving connection with teams waiting at the ready. Properties tended with constant care. Grounds and gardens ecologically reimagined and lovingly tended. New and remaining marvelous office volunteers helping administration to keep flowing. Weddings coordinated and changed and re-coordinated with warm welcome. Meals and cookies made at home and shared. Celebrations of beloved lives lovingly prayed and sung to their eternal home. The Updike Committee engaged in last items and lovingly thanked for a devoted job so very well done. The cathedral might have been closed for much of this time, but the church was alive. And my dear ones, Christ's love is among us and reaching beyond us because of you. Just look at the length and breadth of the love of Christ you have continued to share in new and accustomed ways in these days. Love has been genuine. Hope has been offered and rejoiced. Hospitality has been extended to friend and stranger. We have wept with those who weep and rejoiced with those who rejoice. Prayed and loved with mutual affection. God bless you. No one is quite sure where God will lead us in post-pandemic times. What we do know is that which we have known for 202 years and counting, and that is what loving God's people genuinely in the name of Christ looks like, which is surely always to be at the center of what God calls us to do and to be. Further on in his article, Peter Marty goes on to write, John Courtney Murray once described the early church as a conspiracy. And by that, he meant the ancient believers breathed together, con meaning with, inspire meaning breath. And what held these Christians together was their shared sense of grace. Their shared sense of God's love overflowing from them to another. They're breathing together as the people of God. A people who breathe together, who truly have a heart of love for the other, can afford to be diverse and to see in that awesome beauty that is diversity, God's own self. One of the Apostle Paul's desires for the fledgling new church was to take the diversity within it and through the hard work and grace of that love named agape, seen best in the love embodied in God's love for humanity and the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, to build that faith community which lives for the sake of all, in the love and hope of the love that lived, died, and rose again in outrageous love for every single one of us. For Paul, our capacity to flourish as human beings in beloved community is realized when we find our way through God's grace to the work, agape, the work of loving our neighbor as ourselves. To belong to God's church in Corinth is to be a mediator of God's love in community, in our neighborhoods, and in the world. Never seeking power for ourselves or for our own benefit, but working on behalf of others for a world of equity and mercy. Breathing together in this time of living apart for one another has shown me the love this community of faith works to live, and it truly is gift and grace. Be here, be you, be loved, not just signs on a building, not just a slogan. It's meant to be lived and shared and felt by all whom we encounter, and all who come into our presence as we continue to breathe together with every sibling of God. So thank you. Thank you for being a people of God who work at this agape, even in troubling and challenging times, even when we might disagree. God bless you. God bless us as we continue to live into the blessed community God is calling us to be and calling forth from us. And now faith, hope, and love, these three abide. And the greatest of these is love. Amen.